Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, this is Friday. Thank God, it's Friday. We're about to get the weekend started. And for those of you who are in the New Jersey area, don't forget the powerful, dynamic, never-done-before party on the patio empowerment party happening at the McLean Commons. Go to my Facebook page. There's a flyer there. If not, you can inbox me from Facebook for the details. But it is going to be going down Saturday, 4 p.m., party on the patio, festivities, fun, and food. I'm talking about we're going to be chilling and grilling at the same time. We're going to be getting our empowerment on, talking about the book, Release Your Power. No more sitting back. No more feeling discouraged. No more feeling like it's not going to happen for you. It is going to happen for you. As a matter of fact, it's happening for you right this moment. What are your heart desires? What is it that you want to do? Come on, let's get it done. Connect with some women that are going to help you get it done. The energy alone, just the energy that is going to be flowing when you get a bunch of empowered women in one spot, in one space, the energy alone will literally take you over. You know, it was like, reminds me of when they were in the upper room and they were all speaking in tongues. And I mean, the people were overwhelmed with that power. And that's how it's going to be. So come, come, come. Listen, don't worry about what anybody is thinking or what anybody says about you. You have greatness. So that's happening when? Tomorrow at 4. Now, at each and every morning for 15 minutes, you have an opportunity to call in and participate in the Power acronym. And if you want, you can dial in right now, 347-945-7991. You will have 30 seconds to come up with a powerful acronym for a word that I give you. And when you do that, if you do it within the 30 seconds, not 31, but 30, if you do it within 30 seconds, you will be the awesome, awesome winner of 1.5 hour of free coaching with Coach Lil Lisa. So we have techniques to coach you. We have ways to find out what is holding you back, what is keeping you stuck, what might even be a potential trap for you so that you can sidetrack that, go around it, overcome it, so that you can achieve your goals in life. You can live the life that you want. Aren't you tired of just barely making it? Aren't you tired of just settling for the job, settling for a certain level of income? Somebody told you that you weren't supposed to make more than $60,000 a year. Somebody told you that, well, if you get a job making, you know, this amount, $50,000 or $80,000, now you have arrived. You are in bondage if that's where you're at, and we want you to release your power and go to the past the limit. It's unlimited. He said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. So whatever you got, you're supposed to be having more. But you can't get more if you don't release your power. Your more, your abundant life. Because some of you have been wondering, well, why don't I have it yet? Where is it? When is it going to come? It's going to come when you release your power. So you got to do this. You got to do it. You owe it to yourself. It is your God-given right. You have the right to the abundancy that Jesus Christ has set down. I mean, this is what he died for. He came and bled for. Oh, he ascended on high for you to have empowerment, power to get wealth, power to live the abundant life. Oh, yes, you're supposed to be abundantly joyful. You know, it's not just abundantly rich in finances, but abundantly rich in all things. He said, I would that you prosper and be in good health, even as your very soul prospers. So prosperity is not just about money. It's in every area. You should have a prosperous marriage if you're married. If you're not married and have no desire to marry, then you should have a prosperous singlehood. Prosperity as it relates to your health should be healthy. You know, we got to get healthy, ladies and men. We got to get healthy. Eat right. Get the proper rest. You know, and we got to be able to contain ourselves, control. We must have some self-control. Temperance. We must be able to control our tempers. You know, far too many people, they're okay with just letting the tempers fly. It's like, they, you know, and then they say things, and then they say, oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to say that. Yeah, you meant to say that. What are you talking about? You meant to say it. That's why you said it. Now, no doubt you may be sorry that you did, because a lot of people have lost jobs and relationships and marriages based on things they've said. No, you didn't. We know you're sorry for it, but the fact is you did say it. So you want to have abundant conversations. And I'm telling you, so many great things. Well, we want to just thank everybody that tuned in on yesterday to the Power and Praise radio show. Oh, that's a hot, hot, hot show. You don't want to miss an episode of that show. It happens every night from 7 to 10 p.m. It is a nightly show from 7 to 10 p.m. They're also on the radio in the mornings, Power Praise Radio, in the morning from, I believe, 7 to 9 a.m., 7 to 9 a.m. So when you're not listening to that, you tune in to the Coach LaLisa Show. But I'm grateful and thankful for those of you who have tuned in to the Coach LaLisa Show. You've been tuning in, and we thank you for staying connected with us. We know that you could watch other programs, and we know that you can tune into other shows, but you know, you're being faithful and committed to this show, and we are happy and excited for it. So this morning, let's see who we got on the line, see if we can get a powerful acronym going. Good morning, area code 908. Welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. Good morning. I can hear you just a little bit. Can you hear me? Okay, this might be somebody. Coach LaLisa here. Good morning and welcome to the show. 908 area code, 908-456. Maybe that caller. Well, we'll put them back on hold. And we'll see, because I know sometimes calls, they call in and then they drop. Let's see. Caller, you're on the air. Area code 908. Well, we'll see if we can get another caller. We want someone to call in. Call in to 347-945-7991. So, yes, if you missed the call last night, oh, my goodness. What a call, what a call, what a call. Oh, on the Power Praise Radio, I was the guest on the show, but people were calling in. We had Denise from Cleveland calling in, talking about being uncomfortable right before that change, right before God moves us. Oh, my goodness. I know you can attest to that. I know I can. I got stories galore about how when God is ready to make a change in your life, you will often find yourself in a very, very, very uncomfortable place. And she compared it to a time like when a woman is giving birth. And probably right at that moment before the birth, you know, you're in it's uncomfortable. You can't sit right. You can't lay right. Doesn't feel good to stand. You try to eat something, that don't feel right. Maybe you try to take a drink and just wasn't doing it for you. Yeah, just uncomfortable. And then when that baby comes out, you birth something that's so awesome that it just blows your mind and takes away any pain and uncomfortable feelings that you had. Well, when you are going through the various changes in your life, when God is about to move you somewhere awesome, where you're at becomes so uncomfortable. You know, you could stay there. You don't mind staying there. Things look okay there, but it's just uncomfortable. That's when you gotta let go and let God. Don't fight it. And some people have fought these uncomfortable states and places for years, and they've done nothing but made everyone around them miserable. They've made the children miserable, the spouses miserable, the coworkers are miserable, your employees are miserable, and everything because of your uncomfortableness and your fearfulness to move or to react. Sometimes the change is just a reaction. It's something that you need to do. It's a step you need to take. It may not even be that you're moving from one place to another, but maybe there's something else you need to do. Maybe it's something you need to do in the place where you're at. I remember back in 19, well, it is a lot of years I was uncomfortable. We don't have enough time for me to tell you about them all, so I'm going to choose this one. And I remember how, and I'm telling you, when you're in that uncomfortable state, and I so thank God for Denise Jenkins because she brought this out on that call last night. So if you weren't there, if you need need to, if you can get your hands on a copy of it, go and listen. It was very powerful. It was rounded. It was around the table with Lady Flag. That's her new segment of her Power Praise Radio show, where she invites various authors in that she's featuring for the month in her book club, the Women's Empowerment Book Club, that she launched back in January of 2011. And every month she's had a different author. For all month long, for July, I'm the author. And don't forget, we got the patio party happening Saturday, but you got to inbox me or call me to get the address, or email me or inbox me on Facebook. That's the easiest way. Or if you want to send me a tweet, you can do that. I'm on Twitter, I'm on LinkedIn. But I tell you, this one time when I was so uncomfortable, and you can tell when you're uncomfortable. I mean, just like I said, you're just miserable. You can't get comfortable. You're thankful, okay? You're thankful. You're not ungrateful. You're thankful to God for where He's brought you, or what He's done for you, or what He's given you. It's like when you're pregnant, you're going into that ninth month. You know, you're grateful to God for the child, but you're still uncomfortable. It's a God thing. Don't fight it. And so many people, they try to fight that uncomfortable feeling, because they feel that if they act out, or if they display any reaction to it or any emotion, that God's going to be upset with them and, you know, say, you're an ungrateful child, you know, you should be happy. No, sometimes God is the one that's egging on the uncomfortableness. He gets it started. And so, but he wants you to go do something different, be something different, or move somewhere different. You know, we talked about change last night. That was our number one topic. And so, you know, we were talking about the power of change. That was going to be the topic. But, oh boy, let me tell you, the topic took on a whole nother life. Took on a whole new life. I mean, there were women calling in wanting to express how they had released their power, or were going to release their power. And I told you yesterday, I spoke about how I've had some releasing your power moments in my life. I've had some releasing your power events. Things that if I hadn't gotten there, I wouldn't be here. And one of those events was back in around 1988. I took the job. I was happy. It was great. I had come to New Jersey with nothing but the clothes on my back and a little brown bag with like just two or three outfits in it that I could scrape up. And that's all I had, y'all, when I got here. Nothing else. No books. No albums. Back then, you know, we didn't have CD players in the car. So, you know, I'm lucky if it had a tape deck. It was a little, I drove here in a Ford Escort. I got to get a picture of that Ford. I wish I had saved a picture of that car. I drove here in a Ford Escort. It was light blue. I will never forget that car, because that car was the vehicle that helped me get to my destiny. It was a light blue Ford Escort. And I remember when I bought that car, I was in Cincinnati. Right before I came here, like I said, things had been really bad. But my father, now some of you have listened to my sister come here on Blog Talk Radio. She owns a dry cleaners in Cincinnati, Ohio. And you've heard me tell how my father, we learned all that from him. He taught, we didn't know anything about the dry cleaning business. My father taught us everything he knew, and he knew a lot. And he even owned a dry cleaners in Madisonville, for those of you who know Cincinnati, Ohio. The dry cleaners was in Madisonville, and it was called Carter's. Well, our last name wasn't Carter, but he bought the dry cleaners from an old retired couple, and their last name was Carter. So Mr. and Mrs. Carter sold my father their dry cleaners. And I worked at the dry cleaners. Well, I worked at the dry cleaners, and I end up, you know, I didn't get paid much. You know, he wasn't a big, high profit driven cleaners, but it was, you know, he would give me a little something each week. And I managed to save a few dollars, and, you know, you can get a car back then for a little bit of nothing, especially, well, you can get Ford Escorts for a little bit of nothing these days. I mean, cheaper than a Mazda or Toyota or any of those kind of cars, you know, Ford Escorts. So it was just a few hundred dollars. The car might have been $1,000 altogether. So I bought this car. On time, though, I didn't have the $1,000 or whatever the car cost to pay it all. I had only had just a little bit of money. So I went into the car dealership with $100 or whatever, got the car, and I got very uncomfortable there in Cincinnati. So I decided to move out of Cincinnati. That's a whole long story. But I ended up moving to New Jersey because I had a sister who used to live here. So I get in my Ford Escort, and I have about maybe $15 on to my name. That's it, $15, 1-5. Well, at that time, gas was probably somewhere around, what, 73 cents a gallon? Very, very inexpensive. The Ford Escort probably got about, I don't know, 35, 40 miles to a gallon. So I was able to get all the way to New Jersey with $15. Can you imagine gas today? Going to Cincinnati right now would probably cost about $200. Yeah, for round trip. So one way, probably about maybe 80-ish, 80 to 90 to 100, depending, because gas is about 360 something a gallon. So about $100. So what cost me $100 one way today, it might have not even been $15. If gas, it may have been somewhere between 10. This was 1987. It was 1987. It was October. So anyway, I drive this Ford Escort to New Jersey. But I'm talking about being uncomfortable. So I was uncomfortable there. I get in this car. I come to New Jersey. I got here on a, I believe I got here on a Wednesday. It had to be a Wednesday or Thursday. And before I came, my mother had already told me that there was a place. Now, get this. This is what my mother told me. She said, go to New Jersey, and you're going to have, you know, you got your sister there, you know, and my mother had been here, because that's her daughter, so my sister had lived here about 2 years prior. So they had moved here also from Cincinnati, my sister and her husband. So my mother had come to visit her at least 3 or 4 times, and just so happened, when my mother came here, my sister's husband had family here. He had a lot of family here. And his family took my mother out while they were here. They went out for drinks. Well, where did they take my mom? Of all places, guess, when my mother came to New Jersey, they took my mother out for drinks. For of all the places that she could have gone in New Jersey, okay, they took my mother to the Fox Trap. This is a true story. They took my mother to the Fox Trap. Now, I had never been to New Jersey, period. I had never been to New Jersey, never been to New York, never been up this way. The farthest I had ever gone was Washington, D.C., because I was stationed in Virginia Beach, and I had friends that were from D.C., and I had gone to visit them. So that was the furthest I had been. Well, my mother says to me, before I get on the road to come to New Jersey, she's giving me, you know, telling me about what I should do when I get there, and how I should carry myself. You know, she was always the type to teach you about being a lady and don't do this and don't do that. Though she, most of the time, she knew with me it was falling on deaf ears because I always did what I wanted anyway. But she never stopped telling me what to do. So she told me when I got here that there was a place called the Fox Trap because she knew I loved to party. She knew I was a party animal. So she was like, and, oh, make sure you go to the Fox Trap. It's a nice place. And I'm like, you know, my mother, we knew my mom was cool, so we were, so, you know, I was, okay, no problem. If it fits into my schedule, I'll end up there, right? I wasn't thinking about the Fox Trap. I don't know what the Fox Trap is, but I come to New Jersey, and I'm hanging out. It's 1988. But I come to New Jersey with no money, literally, clothes on my back. I come in. It had to be either a Wednesday or a Thursday. Because the next day was a work day. I do remember that. I didn't come in on a Friday, which you would think would make sense, right? But I'm going to show you how the power of God's timing is amazing. Because because I could have come on any day, but the day I came, then I didn't come here and act like I was a tourist, okay? I didn't come here and, oh, show me Branch Brook Park and show me, you know, the foxtrot Mama told me about and show me, let's go to New York. I ain't got no money now, y'all. I've had a few dollars. Show me this, show me that. No, I didn't do that. I came here. I didn't have to worry about unpacking because I only had this one little bag. The next morning, the very next morning, whether it was a Thursday morning or a Friday morning, the very next morning, I got up and I drove the car. And I don't know if I drove the car, took the bus or whatever, but I got, because, you know, my sister lived in the Colonnades, and so, you know, the Colonnades is just a few blocks from downtown Broad Street. I got up, I, you know, went to the phone book and found out, I may have even looked this place up before I got here, but I knew about Olston's because I had already worked Olston's in Cincinnati. I had worked a couple of temp jobs. So I said, oh, if they got an Olston's, I'm going to go and sign up. So I go the very next morning, not a week later, not 6 months later after, you know, but the very next morning I got up, I went there, and the clerk in the office, it was downtown Broad Street in 50 Park Place. And I thought, what an odd name for a street, you know, because I'm from Cincinnati and we didn't have a Park Place there, not that I knew of. So I'm like, that's odd, you know, because when you're from a certain town, you're used to the streets of that town. Well, I go down to Park Place, you know, downtown Newark. If you know anything about downtown Newark back then, you can only imagine what my experiences are right now. I go down, and lo and behold, I go into the office. Of course, I got on the skirt suit, looking like type of suit thing. Whatever it was, I was looking like a professional because we were trained to do that. Put your best foot forward. Look your best when you go for a job interview. So I know already whatever I had on, it was like a suit. So I go in, and I, you know, the person, I asked them, you know, about signing up. They gave me some paperwork. I signed up. And I said, you know, I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a temp, you know, assignment. If you have anything, I'll take it. And so she probably was shocked because most people come in demanding what they want. And I told her, no, I'll take anything you have. And she was like, she wasn't even going to tell me about it. She was like, well, the only thing I have is this one-day assignment. Like, I'll take it. She said, really? I said, sure. So she told me, she told me where it was. 2 Lawrence Road in Springfield, New Jersey. And, of course, I don't know where it's at. I just got there the day before. So I ran home. I said, I'll take it. She said, we'll be there at 9 o'clock in the morning. I said, great. It was one day. After the one day, I was to report back to her. Well, I went home, told my brother-in-law about it, and he got in his, he was nice. So it must have been, like, the weekend because he was off work that day. So it had, the next day had to be, like, that Saturday or something because he was off. So the next day he drives me out on, he shows me how to get there because I did have the car. I had it for a little while until they came and repossessed it. But I had the car. He, you know, we drove out on because he lives in the Colonnades. So I remember we got right on to, you know, the parkway is right there by the house. The exit to the parkway is right there by the park, Branch Brook. We get on there. We go out the parkway, we get off at exit 140, we go up Route 22, we make the jug handle, and Lawrence Road is right there by where it used to be the Lido Diner, which is now Acura car dealership right there in the Autoland. But Autoland wasn't, I don't even think Autoland was there yet. We turn there on Lawrence Road, and he says, this is where it's at. So I knew my route in the morning, you know, come Monday morning, I'm going to get there. And I always remember thinking, you know, wow, what a nice brother-in-law. You know, he took me out here, you know, on his free time. I'm very appreciative for Mr. Kevin, who is no longer married to my sister. But, you know, I do have to remember. You know, sometimes you just have to remember and thank God for people. It's the little things they did that sometimes, you know, we forget. Because really, you know, I have forgotten. I mean, they haven't been married in years, but, you know, he didn't have to do that. You know, I could have struggled with trying to get there. I could have even been late for the job or anything could have happened, but he took time to take me out there to show me where this place was. And it was right there, and I went to work there, and I worked there. The first day I went, that Monday. I did my one-day assignment, and I'll never forget. They showed me what to do. I worked hard that day for 8 hours. And at the end of the day, when I was leaving, and I was supposed to not return because it was only one day, as I was leaving, the person who was over that department, it was the purchasing department. One of the busiest departments in any company is purchasing. Outside of human resources, that's about the second busiest, but depending on turnover. So here I am in the purchasing department, one of the busiest departments in the whole company, especially in a manufacturing company, because you got to buy everything. So he says to me on my way out, John Stewart, who is another person, I will never forget this man as long as I live, because here I am in New Jersey without a single dime to my name. I have absolutely no money. You know, I'm in this stolen car, literally, and I have nothing but the clothes on my back, sleeping in my niece's bed, Kelly and Kim and Gretchen, my two nieces, who were so nice. They were 4 and 5. They shared their bed with me. I thank them for it. I owe a lot of people, y'all. One day I'm going to have to pay all these people back. But I think they got a kick out of having to sleep in the same bed, you know, they had bunk beds, and they gave me one of their beds. And how cute was that? And I would hear them over there giggling and, you know, at night and what have you. But I think they were happy, you know. But see, with kids, you know, kids know how to roll with the punches, you know. We can learn a lot from children. We can learn a lot from kids. So back to the story. So here I am going to this one day. The moment I was leaving the office, at the end of the day, I'm leaving. I'm going to go wherever, who knows where. John Stewart says to me, you know, we really like you, and if you like us, we would like to offer you this job as a file clerk permanently. Now, this is on day one. Not, can you come back tomorrow? We need you again. Not, can you come back for a week? We'll see how you work out. No, that's not what he said. He said to me, on the first day of a one-day temp assignment, he said to me, we like you. And if you like us, you see, that's a marriage, right? You meet someone, he loves you, you love him. Come on, let's do something together. Unfortunately, too many people get in these relationships and you like him, but he liking somebody else, or he like you and you liking somebody else. You know, you're already starting off on the wrong foot. But John Stewart had it right, and he had been married for years. He had it right in the relationship. He's like, we like you. And if you like us, we got us a nice little marriage, and you can stay and whatever. So I said, what was I to say? Guess what my answer was. I'm out of town, no money, no clothes, about to have a car repossessed. So I took the job, and I ended up staying there 5 years. But here's the funniest thing. In that 5 years that I was within the first year there, and there's some other parts to the story, but I'll fast forward. In the first year, it was my destiny. That job was my destiny. Trust me, it was my destiny. Because in the first year, because some of the coworkers were in a habit, it was a habit of theirs, on payday to go, on Friday, to go to the Foxtrot. They went every other week to the Foxtrot. You heard me. The same place my mother had told me to check out. So what do? I go with them. I went there a few Fridays. But on one Friday that I went, who did I meet? Drew Williams. I didn't go there looking for a man. I went because that's what my coworkers did on a Friday when they got paid. And I did the same thing. I'm from out of town. I don't know anybody. I'm just going with the flow. I'm not going there looking to meet anyone. I'm not even thinking about a man. I don't have anything. And so I met Drew one night that we went. And him and I have been together ever since that day. Of course, there's a few pieces to that story, but for the most part, we've been together since that day. Still married, going on 22 years. So I tell you, that coming to New Jersey, going to work at Valcor, the name of the company was Valcor Engineering, that was my destiny, meeting a man named John Stewart, who not only told me, if you like us, we like you, and you can, we can be married. He was the purchasing manager who had worked at Johnson & Johnson. So he had lots, and he was a real family guy. He had two daughters, and our department was all females. It was myself and about three other females. And so he loved telling us stories about, because it was a small department, so we just had desks. If you saw my picture on Facebook, there were just desks so everybody could talk to everybody at the same time. And he loved telling stories about growing up, not growing up, but his children and all of that. He was a real family guy, and he used to, you know, tell me a lot of things. And, you know, he knew I didn't have this long history of growing up in New Jersey and blah, blah, blah. And I was 30 at the time, so it wasn't like I was a little kid. So he, you know, but he was good. You know, God used him. And then there was another man who worked in the department who was also very good at sharing stories of success and how to make it. He had owned his own company, and he was just working there with us to pass the time away before he moved out to Arizona. Had a house built, and he used to bring the pictures and show us. So I watched his house. I watched the house being built in Arizona. And then there was another guy in the department. By this time, my car was taken. I didn't have a car. I was taking the bus in the snow, in the rain, out on route from Newark to Route 22. Around the place where the Autoland is, can you imagine? Running across, picture me, if any of you know Route 22, picture me in stilettos, the same heels I wear now. I wore those then. I'm running across Route 22 in my stilettos. I would get off the bus. Of course, it let you off on the westbound side, and I worked on the eastbound side. And you had to cross, and oh my, those were some funny days. And every day I had to pray, God, do not let me fall in this highway. Because you know how traffic is coming up 22. And God kept me. He's a gracious God. And then coming home, of course, the bus was on the same side. But those were, oh my God, those days were awesome, amazing. But then one of the persons who came to work there, one of the vice presidents, had a car for sale. And he decided, well, he had the car. I didn't know anything about it. But John Stewart and my boss told him, oh, yeah, why don't you sell that car to Lalisa? Whatever he told the man, I don't know. But one day, the man was the vice president of sales. So, of course, you know, sales and purchasing, you know, work hand in hand, right? So one day, the sales guy called me into his office, and I'm like, oh, my God, what did I do wrong? I filed some papers. I lost one of their accounts. They can't find the document. I'm about to get fired, you know. You know how we can have all this negative thinking. So I go into his office, and he invites me to sit down, and he says to me, yeah, I heard that you need a car or something like that. And, you know, John told me you're really a nice lady and blah, blah, blah. And see, he was from Ohio, not Cincinnati, but from my home state. So people sometimes, you know, they feel that little connection. He's like, well, you know, I was going to get rid of my car anyway. I just bought a brand new blah, blah, blah. And the car he wanted to get rid of was a 1988, I believe, 88, what do you call it, XL. Hyundais were just coming out. They were just hitting the market like a couple of years, and he had one of the first. But he had this little tiny XL, you know, just to drive back and forth to work, save on gas. And it was a stick. And, you know, a lot of people can't drive a stick. So, but I was able to, so he said, I could sell you a car, you know, a little bit of nothing. I ended up getting that car, and, well, as they say, the rest is history. So I tell you, when I talk about releasing your power, it's more than just a cliche. It's not a cliche, people. It's not a, you know, it's not a famous quote. It is a mindset. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of living. It's a way of exploding the awesome gifts and talents that God has given you. I know I got into that very long story of how I ended up getting to New Jersey and end up doing some of the things that I'm doing. But if you don't know the story, you know, it's kind of hard to appreciate where you are today. You have to look at your story. Where have you been? Where did you come from? Where did you start? You know, they say it's not how far you go in life, it's how far you've come. You see, it's not how far you go, but it's how far you come. When you look at the fact that you came from, you know, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. My mother didn't say, here's $3,000, go on off to New Jersey and make it. No, I came here with nothing, just enough to gas. And but we had fun. We had fun. It was great. And we're going to have more fun. We're going to have more fun than that. So I hope you're coming this Saturday to our praise. Well, we're going to praise. You know that. We're going to do that every day. But it's our party on the patio. It was announced last night on Power and Praise Radio with Lady Diana Flagg. You can tune in each and every night to hear her and the awesome work that she's doing. You can go to Facebook and connect with her through her page, Diana Washington Flagg, or you can connect with Tina Lane. You can connect with myself. Many, many others right there on the web. She has a page, the Women's Empowerment Book Club. And again, I'm connected with her mostly because of the book. That's how I met her. I met her because she said, come. I was on her other radio show as a guest talking about the book. So, you know, again, whoever knew that there was going to be a book? I didn't know I was an author. Nobody told me that. When I was a kid, nobody even talked about books around me because they never saw me reading anything and they probably didn't know I could read. So nobody talked to me about books. But see, you don't know who you really are. You don't know, you know. You don't know yet. Who knows what you might still yet become. You know, there's an 80-year-old woman who graduated Essex County College. She was 80. She graduated with her granddaughter a few years back when I was working there full time. At the graduation, there was an 80-year-old woman getting her associate degree. I was like, wow, wow. It's never too late to be what you should have been. Never. Never, never, never. You know, there's always more room for your gift. As a matter of fact, it is your gift that will make room for you. You know, so many people are trying their way to egg their way in here and push their way in there and see who they know over here and rub elbows. No, just use your gift. The Word of God plainly states, it is your gift that will make room for you. Now, will your gift get you in front of certain people? Yes. People that can open doors, people that can make connections, people that can help you, yes. But you got to be using the gift. But so many people, they don't know what their gifts are. They don't know what there are people who go to work every single day, have been getting a paycheck for years doing something, but yet they don't know what their gift is. And there are people who get paid to use their gift every day, but they don't know it's a gift. That's why they're like, literally, when you work for somebody else, you're literally giving your gift away. Yeah, when you work for somebody else, you're literally giving it away, which is nothing's wrong with that. As long as you have, you know, some other ideas and plans for the use of your own gift, I'm all for giving it away to a company, but for a season, okay? It's time to parlay that into the next level. And the next level is that, you know, God said, I give you power to get wealth. And through that gift, it should be doubling, tripling, quadrupling, right? Double, tripling, quadrupling that gift. So that's why we're so excited about this you know, opportunity. What an opportunity. We're traveling around the world. Florida, there was a woman online from Florida last night as we were talking about the book, Release Your Power, getting fired up. I'm telling you, that call was hot. We were fired up, jacked up, sideways. Okay. It was awesome. Are you kidding? Oh, let me tell you, people were talking about running around the block. We had a good time, and we're going to be back there on next Thursday. So if you want to join in, if you've read the book, you want to call in. And, we have other books are coming out, but, you know, you got to take step one before you can take step two. And I know some of you are waiting for Prostitute to Princess. That book is about to hit. And then we have another book that is coming out also this month. And if these books... See, some people, I know if you have a lot of money, you can take your money and you can go and hire a ghostwriter and they can write your book and you can have it out in a week if you want to. But see, I'm writing these books myself and I'm writing them based on my own knowledge and experience. And I think that's what people say, well, what makes you different, Lalisa? What makes you the different? What's different about you as a motivational speaker versus others? Well, that's what makes me unique. I'm writing it. It's my story. I'm writing it. It's my experiences. It's things that I've taught or I've seen. I'm sharing what I've heard, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer or Mr. Les Brown and others talk about, you know, Mr. Tony Robbins, also another great motivational speaker and life coach. This is how you have to, you know, categorize yourself. Put yourself into the driver's seat. You have to put yourself into the driver's seat. You have to take your gifts, your talents, your skills, and your abilities, and you have to exploit them. Because you don't want to die with them still in you. You want to, like, you know, Noel Jones says, you want to empty yourself out fully. Fully. It's just like some of us. You know how some of us do when we go to eat at the restaurant. We clean the plate. We don't want anything left, you know. Or we eat a bag of chips. That bag is empty when we're done. We don't leave not one thing. Or we drink a soda. There's not a sip in the bottle left. And for those who drinking other stuff, sipping on other stuff, there ain't a sip left when you're done. A cigarette smoker, smoke it down to the quick, as we used to say. You know how it is. You don't want anything left. Well, that's how we should carry our lives. We shouldn't want anything left. We want it. And the thing is, don't wait until you're 50, 60, 70, and 80 to start wanting to think about what to use up, though, if that's where you're at, fine. But the quicker you get started, the easier it is to transform from one place to the next. Continue the transitions, continue the turning over, going from one thing until you're full. You're like, you're so fulfilled in your life. You're just like, really, you feel like you're floating. People still see that you're walking on ground. But in your mind, you're floating. You know, you got that vision. What's your vision? What's your vision for your life? You deserve to manifest your vision. He says, write the vision and make it plain. You deserve to have your vision manifested. Now, as we go into this second weekend, this is the second weekend of this month, July. You only have a few weekends left. Before you know it, once we hit August, think about that. Once we hit August, the rest of the year is going to go by so fast, you're not even going to be able to hardly remember it. Because most people, once August get here, now you're in school mode. The children are back in school, or either you're back in school, or when September gets here, come on. As a matter of fact, the minute August gets here, some people are already out school shopping, trying to get a jump on sales, okay? And they haven't even taken vacation yet, and they're already trying to get a jump on sales for summer, for fall. For their children. slow it down. Gotta listen, let's deal with July. Right now, it's time to enjoy the summer. Come to the patio on come to the party on the patio. Enjoy your summer while you can. Because when October gets here, November, December, you're gonna have nothing but cold for the most part, unless you live in the South somewhere. You live in the South, the West, and all that. Yeah, but us New Jerseyans, Connecticut, Boston, Rhode Island, you know, all of these areas up here, Philadelphia, D.C., okay, Maryland, we're going to be hit with the cold. So this is the summer we want to enjoy, because once August gets here, I'm telling you, it's not downhill, okay? But once August gets here, hello, you're like, okay, September, now you got October, November, come on. You know what? Because once October gets here, people, what are they doing? Out shopping for Thanksgiving dinner. It's like, but, you know, so let's make the best of what you got right now. It's the summertime fun. Let's do a party on the patio. And you can have empowerment and fun at the same time. Well, this is your host, Coach Lalisa, and I'm inviting you to party on the patio. I'm inviting you to, now, Tuesday is the official launching of our social media tour. Please tell your friends, tune in to Facebook, go to my Facebook page on Tuesday. Please go to my profile on Tuesday. I'm sorry, not my profile, but there is a group that I started. Please go to that group. Sign yourself up in that group. It's called Empower to Release My Power. You got to go sign up to be in that group. Or if you need an invitation from me, just inbox me and say, I want in to Empower to Release My Power. We're starting a social media tour right there on Facebook. Go to the link, Empower to Release My Power. That's the group that we're launching this with. Also, please go to YouTube. I need you to go to YouTube, watch my video clip, two video clips I need you to watch. You need to watch one for the topic Open Doors and two for the media tour. Go to YouTube. I only have a few videos there, so it won't be hard to find. It should be like the top three videos. I just uploaded them. Each week I will be loading a new message on YouTube to empower you, to motivate you, and I need to connect with you. I need to connect with you. I want to connect with you. I want to talk to you. I want to hear how you're doing, what you got going on next. I know, Kiva, I owe you a phone call today so you can tell me what's going down with you down there in Memphis, Tennessee. I need to connect with you. I need to hear about you, what you're doing. I know you're doing great and awesome and mighty things. I am looking forward to coming back to Memphis, Tennessee before the year is out. So if you can squeeze me in one of your Thursday sessions before the year is out, I want to come back down to Memphis, Tennessee for your event. Your Women of Destiny and Men of Valor event at Shoney's. I had an awesome time there last time, but I definitely want to come out. I don't know what you have open for the rest of the year, but please let me know, and I want to come back. I was down there, early this year, had an awesome time, and we definitely want to look at doing that again. So please let me know about that. But I know we're going to talk later today. And some of the others of you, I know we need to talk. We need to have I want to connect with you. I want to find out what you're doing, how you're doing, if you're releasing your power, how things are working for you, what other help do you need as we move forward in launching this social media tour. It is launching on Facebook, and we'll be on other social media, and we'll let you know about those. Also, we're setting up a meetup online, an online meetup. So go to our meetup page and look for that. So we're going to meet up. We're not going to do it in the building just yet. That's coming. We'll possibly be doing something August the 19th. So just put that date in the back of your mind. Mark your calendar. Say, I know something's going to happen on a Friday evening on August the 19th. We're going to come together and just, you know, do some empowerment teaching, some motivation, and we're just going to let it rip. Well, it's been great. It's been real. I know we just have a few minutes left, so please don't forget the social media tour. Don't forget that. Don't forget the party on the patio this Saturday, July the 9th. Tomorrow, everybody. So please, I would love for you to come. Don't forget next week, the launch of our social, the first ever. It's the first time I've ever done a social media tour. At this age, I'm just proving to people that age really doesn't matter in a lot of things. And there are some things where age is still important. But when it comes to living your dream, it doesn't matter. But we want to connect with you and hear about what your dreams are. What can we do as a coach? We can help you get there, okay? We can help you get there. How awesome it was for me to open up the gospel. Some of you know the Gospel Today magazine for the month of July and August. They have the issue out. And how awesome it was for me to flip that thing open and maybe about three or four pages in, what do I see? But a beautiful picture and announcement of my coach. So the person, you know, we coaches, we have a coach. And so my coach, who actually is not my immediate coach any longer because she's so big now, she's traveling all over the world, Ms. D. Marshall, that many of her clients, they didn't want her to not be able to still help the people that she has enrolled into the company. She's the one who enrolled me into the coaching company. And so I now have Cassandra Johnson as my lead coach, but I still consider Dee Marshall my coach because she's the person who brought me into the coaching business, and I appreciate her for that, but she has gotten that big. And so I saw her picture there, and I thought, wow, I remember she and I were just talking in the parking lot, you know, over there on Freeland Highland Avenue when we were making our connection. So you can get there from here, but you got to press your way through. Press your way through. Keep going. Keep showing up. Keep releasing that power. Keep putting it out there. And that's what she would say to me. We had a few sessions. We did a few phone sessions that we, you know, met that one time live. But she would say to me, Lalisa, you gotta live your dream. You gotta live your dream. And she said, she would say to me, you gotta clarify your dream, Lisa. You can do it. She would talk to me, and she's a great coach. She would say, I know you can do it. I know you can do it, Lalisa. But you just gotta get clear about what you want. And she would say that over and over and over. And so that's what I'm gonna pass on to clients that I'm coaching. She would tell me on the phone. I could call her. I still have her number. I can call her. D, what do I do if I was in a pinch, And she would say to me, what do you want to do, Lalisa? What is it that you want? You got to go with your heart. So that's what I'm saying to you. What's in your heart? What do you want out of your heart? It's your heart, y'all. It's in your heart. He says, I'll give you the desires of your heart. What is in your heart? Once you know that, but those of you who are going to call in Monday, get the acronym, get that free coaching, clarify that. So it's been great. It's been real. We just have a few seconds left. Don't forget Party on the Patio. Please, thank you for tuning in. Connect with me on Facebook. Do this thing.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.